This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Wolves living in Colorado have been legally killed in Wyoming near the state border. That's according to the results of an investigation obtained by a reporter in Wyoming. Mike Cashmerle with the news site WyoFile says it highlights gaps in cooperation between the two states.
When a wolf now comes north out of Colorado into Wyoming, the state of Wyoming, citing a state statute, will not even confirm that it has happened.
The report details the deaths of wolves that migrated naturally into the Moffat County area. A new virtual tour of the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site near Eads in eastern Colorado is now online. It tells the story of the Cheyenne and Arapaho people betrayed, killed, and brutalized during the attack by U.S. troops in 1864. The tour from the state and local partners uses 360-degree imagery to connect the history and current status of the tribes. A link to the tour can be found on the Sand Creek Massacre National Historic Site's Facebook page. The current interim chancellor at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, will become the school's permanent leader. Jennifer Sobene took the reins in July on a temporary basis after the previous head stepped down. In a statement released by UCCS, Sobene highlighted the relationship between the school and the community as unique. Previously, Sobene had served as vice chancellor at the CU Denver campus. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Coming up next on Fresh Air, a film about a Black writer who can't get his novel picked up because it's not Black enough. Lows tonight from Fort Collins to Colorado Springs will dip into the mid to low 20s, and tomorrow highs will just kiss the low 40s. Stay right here, it's 206.